You're listening to SBS News.
A video from a mobile phone records the dramatic moment of a huge explosion in the port area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. More than 60 people have been killed and more than 3,000 people injured in the massive blast. Buildings were flattened near the explosion and windows shattered across the city. Witnesses saw many people injured by flying glass and debris. The Lebanese Red Cross says 30 of its teams were responding to reports of casualties and that the organization was on high alert. Many, like this witness, were overwhelmed by the scale of the destruction.
I don't know what to say. A catastrophe hit Lebanon. Allah protect us from greater things.
The cause of the blast was not immediately known. One official says it might have been caused by highly explosive material that was confiscated from a ship some time ago and stored at the port. The local television channel, LBC, said the material was sodium nitrate. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab has vowed that whoever was responsible for the massive explosion would be brought to justice.
What happened today will not pass without accountability. Those responsible will pay the price for this disaster. This is a promise for the martyrs and the injured. This is a national commitment. There will be facts announced regarding this dangerous depot that has existed since 2014, for 6 years.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 that an Australian is among those killed in the explosion.
It is very distressing. I can confirm that there has been one Australian who's been killed, which is terribly devastating. And obviously we can't reveal details of the specifics of that at this time. But our sympathies to all the people of Lebanon. There is such a large Lebanese-Australian community here, and they'll be worried about loved ones. And that's where our efforts are, where our embassy is. That was significantly impacted. But we can report all the staff there are well, but the building that the embassy is in has been significantly compromised. But I'm pleased, apart from some cuts and scratches, our staff are all okay.
Mr. Morrison says there are normally around 20,000 Australians in Lebanon, although how many have returned home because of COVID-19 was not known. The sudden devastation has overwhelmed a country already struggling with both the coronavirus pandemic and an economic crisis. Beirut hospitals quickly filled beyond capacity, pleading for blood supplies and generators to keep their lights on. The blast was stunning, even for a city that has seen civil war, suicide bombings, and bombardment by Israel. It could be heard and felt as far away as Cyprus, more than 200 kilometres across the Mediterranean. If you have any concerns about friends or family who may have been affected, you can contact the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade on 02-6261-3305. That's 02-6261-3305. Alan Lee, SBS News.